In the end, will there be different kinds of judgment? Let's talk about it on Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's nobody's guru, but he does have honest answers to hard questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, and worship. Now, here's Steve and Pete Owenson from Forge Truth with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, you got... Now, when this broadcast is aired, it will have happened a good while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
We are very smart here and efficient, and we record way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
However, in real time, you have a new addition to your family.
Yes, my baby daughter, Jessie, just gave birth to her firstborn. So,
and what's her firstborn's name?
Annie Marie Anderson. So she's a precious little girl. So
you can't stop grinning. It makes you look funny.
I know, right? Well, you know, there it is. But
We have a balloon. You can't see it unless you're in our television audience. You can't see it, but over Pete's head, there's a balloon that says it's a girl.
It's a girl. Yeah.
So. And I pointed out that I have a German Shepherd named Danny, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Pete and his daughter got together and decided to name the new baby after my shepherd.
In light of the first dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
That's Pete Owenson. And if you haven't gone to forgetruth.com, you ought to go there. You're going to find out so much that is so good. And the Forge meetings are incredible. Here in Central Florida, I think at last count there were 10 of them. And are 10 of them around the country, and they're growing. So check it out if you're a guy. It's life-changing. And as you know, Pete comes in on Fridays, and we answer your questions, and we love your questions. You can ask a question anytime you want by simply dialing 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7, or you can send your question to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, that would be a real plus, at least from our perspective. This is a very expensive ministry, and when you help us, we help others who can't help us financially. And if you can't, we understand. If you're not led to or you can't afford it, we get it. Say a prayer. We would appreciate that, too. Pete, if you'd lead us in prayer, we'll turn to these questions.
You got it. Let's pray together. Our Father, what a joy it is to come into your presence and to worship you, to stop momentarily on this Friday and to remember you are the supreme King of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, and that pushes our mental understanding of who you are. But in faith, because Jesus has come, we trust you. And thank you for your powerful work in our life all these years, drawing us into your presence. Father, some of us are brand new to you. You have just called us to follow you, and your Spirit made known the truth in our life. And so, well, we thank you for those new brothers and sisters that have joined us in the body of Christ. And now on this weekend, Lord, we come to you. We're going to be in worship at some point, and we pray for our pastors and teachers and priests and leaders, worship directors, all those who are going to be teaching us about the gospel of grace, how it applies to our life, and how it sets us free. And so we thank you for all of your great gifts to us. Thank you for Key Life, this great ministry, for all those that do so much behind the scenes. Bless Steve and his crew and this team. And we commit this time of Q&A to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to our phone lines.
What's the difference between the Great White Throne of Judgment and the judgment seat of Christ?
That's a good question, and I get uncomfortable with those kinds of questions because I have, you know, there are my brothers and sisters who take eschatology and break it up into a thousand different things that are going to happen, and I kind of feel like we'll wake up one morning and bang, it's all going to start happening. And when I start separating this and this and this, it drives me nuts. But I asked Peter off the air when we were talking about it. Pete said, you are nuts. You should. And so, Pete, tell us what's the difference.
Well, I didn't say that. I just have to give that clarification. I respect you too much for that. You know, I think a lot of these end time events that the Bible lays out in different places probably are going to happen in a much more organic and flowing way. But it's clear that the great white throne judgment, where the goats and the sheep are separated out, is really the final judgment, and it's a judgment of condemnation for the unsaved, for the ungodly. The judgment seat of Christ, more appropriately, is for rewards, 2 Corinthians 5:10, right?
Right.
But in Romans 14:10, the interesting context here is the context of not judging one another.
Mm.
And so it says, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, called the judgment seat of God here.
Yeah.
So I think there's just that sense that we are clean in Christ. We are accepted in Christ.
And don't need to fear.
And don't need to fear. And so we are going to be rewarded, but we're going to cast those crowns before the throne, most likely. But the point of the context here in the Romans passage is, well, in the body of Christ, then, we shouldn't be going around judging each other.
Right.
Which is one of the key things that Key Life has been historically very, very strong to teach on.
In fact, Pete and I are both opinionated in a lot of different areas. And I realize that occasionally we make some of you angry because you write us letters and emails. But in fact, if you knew what we really thought, the way we judge others, you would be blown away. But we try not to do that.
Well, you and I both have to dial that back. It's a conscious thing.
It really is.
We know a lot, and we have a lot of opinions. And I find it even more consciously right now that in my older age that I have to I process that quicker.
Me too.
Yeah, I can't judge him or her on that. I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But they're two separate things, and I think the judgment seat of Christ is where we're going to receive our rewards.
And those people who, and Jeremy brought this up when we were discussing it earlier, said, you know, there are two kinds of judgment, and the reason for the separation is because people want to make sure that Christians understand there's a judgment for those who are not believers, and there's a judgment for those who are believers.
Yeah.
Thus, the great white throne, the judgment kind of conversation.
Right.
And there's some truth to that.
That's right, sure.
We don't need to fear judgment. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Mm, amen.
Pete, this is an email. Interesting. When does a church that says it's non-denominational become a denomination?
that's a very important question, because that's a reality these days
with
the multi-sites. So how big do you have to be?
To be a denomination?
To be a denomination.
Two.
You know, perhaps. Yeah, probably.
I mean, how many do you need to have a committee?
I know, right? I don't know. That's good.
Yeah, well, two or three. But I think that's a theological issue that is brought up in a couple of absolutely genuine, definable denominations who say they're not a denomination. They're a movement, and there's a difference. Well, maybe, maybe not. But I think the more people get together and plan together and grow and add churches, the more it smells like a denomination.
Right. And yeah, good points. And I would say, don't think that denominations are necessarily bad. They're not.
Yeah.
It's an agreement of like-minded Christians to work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's historically how it's happened, usually around a charismatic personality and a theological position or a grouping of theological positions.
That's
so
true.
It's how Christians band together. And denominations have a lot of advantages. Like, for instance, in the ordination of ministers and the oversight of planting new churches.
That's so true.
There's some real advantages to it, and that non-denominational churches don't have that larger connection. Interestingly, and then I'm done, but you tapped into my church planting urge here. But what happens is that these churches that that finally do become non-denominational have to have some other affiliation in order to get ministers,
and
to get staff, and it's happening. So
the Acts movement is that.
Acts 29.
There are a lot of those.
Yeah, right. So I think that each local church ultimately ought to be independent and connected on themselves, but they can be in a part of a larger body.
And God uses that
in an amazing way.
This is an email too. Will we know each other in heaven?
I will know you because I can't ever forget your voice.
Because I got a good voice.
That's right.
I'm good looking too. You just skip over that part.
No, I will. You're very handsome. You're a masculine stud, Steve. You are, man.
Listen,
I tell you.
Somebody give me a shovel.
No,
but I listen.
I will know. Yes, I think that we will know each other in heaven.
Yeah,
do you?
I do too. Yeah, I really do. I think we're created to know each other.
Yeah.
And heaven's not going to be any different. It's going to be more intimate.
That's right.
And more real and more profound. And we won't have to keep our secrets to ourselves.
Boy, isn't that the case?
You know, you say, well, I'm not telling even in heaven my secrets. Listen, everybody's got secrets that are awful. And in heaven, once we're forgiven and home and see what God has done, oh, man, we're going to dance and sing and laugh, and that's not even going to be an issue.
We're going to be so free. Hey, listen, in heaven, I'm going to tell your secrets, okay?
No, you're not. I get to do that.
Okay.
And I refuse. We got to go, guys. Thanks for joining us. We love you. Participate. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.